This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The hissing of summer lawns, kind of a dream state there for Joni Mitchell in Southern California. But in Austin, Texas, where a drought has plagued residents for 5 years, this sound can motivate a call to the local police. To stay green, Austin is apparently willing to parch its many lawns for a greater community good. We turn now to Joy Diaz, reporter for KUT in Austin, Texas. Joy, welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
So if I water my lawn, I can get in
trouble.
Austin. I will get in trouble. How does that work?
Well, the idea is that we have restrictions and we have different stages of restrictions. And right now we're at stage two. Different communities have different restrictions. So you water once a week and you water in a measured way. And if you don't, if somebody's driving by your lawn and your lawn is lush and green while everybody else's is brownish, people call and you get a fine.
Describe the aesthetic for maintaining greenery in Austin in a very non-green state, really, Texas, I mean, which is semi-arid and is experiencing the same drought that your community is experiencing. It's different than the golf course-like Palm Springs, all the lawns look the same kind of aesthetic.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, Texas is hot and in the middle of a drought. And if we're not in the middle of a drought, we're coming into a drought or getting out of a drought. You know, it's just the way things are here. But the interesting thing about Austin is that we're surrounded by water. So it's a green jewel in this state. And people are very proud of that. So people, you know, your average person knows a lot about what makes a tree healthy and how to conserve water. And so there's this whole culture driven by the proximity of water that we have and the beauty that people feel so proud of.
And you can actually grow up in Austin, Texas, and get a job as an urban forester.
Can you believe that? It's one of the professions that is growing throughout the nation. But yes, the city of Austin has its own urban forester, and she has a really difficult task. You know, she has to sell to the city council this idea that trees are not just beauty, that trees are actually service providers. And she came up with this term, you know, service providers. And we are starting our budget season right now, and she has a big uphill battle to sell. But her name is Angela Hansen, and I'd like you to hear what she has to say about that.
I don't envy the jobs of our decision makers that have to decide, are we going to, you know, fund police or are we going to fund urban forestry? That is a tough decision.
It's interesting. And you know, part of the geography in Austin really requires that one side of the community be looked at as a certain kind of ecosystem and the other side of the community is something completely different.
Totally. You know, I'm sure many cities have this discrepancy, but in our case, it's east versus west. And the east side of town is the historically neglected side of town, is the minority side of town, is the poor side of town. The west side of town is, you know, up and hip and beautiful and lush. And coincidentally, it's also more affluent. So, but the interesting thing is that it's also a matter of geography. The east side of town, the neglected side of town, if you want to plant a tree, you have to dig into the rock, literally, to plant a tree. And in the west side of town, the terrain is more porous, more accessible, easier to manage, and therefore even trees have a better life in the west side of town. So as an urban forester, Hansen's challenge is also to deal with geography, not just with economic disparities.
And creating a kind of equality regarding greenness in Austin helps with some of the economic disparities as well. It gives a sense that the community is all in this together.
Yes, because the environment that surrounds us influences our state of mind, influences our economy. People want to buy homes in lush areas. People want to buy in beautiful shopping centers that have beautiful trees.
Well, Joy, we're praying for rain there in Austin, Texas. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joy
Thank
Diaz
you.
Is a reporter for KUT Austin, Texas.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.